Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
When Jesus taught us how to pray, He instructed us to ask God not to lead us into temptation. Is that necessary? If you fail to pray that, will God lead you into temptation? Why would God do that? Today's episode is short. We're just going to look at that one question, but I hope you'll stay tuned because it's an important question for understanding the nature of God and the Christian life.
Deliver us from the evil one. And that part we can understand, but what about this other part? What about the first part? Lead us not into temptation. Does God do that? Does He lead people into temptation? I mean, doesn't James 1:13 say that God does not tempt anyone? And a lot of people have really struggled. It seems like a contradiction. God's leading people into temptation, but He never tempts anyone. And how do we resolve this? And commentaries go around and around. I think it's very simple. I read that and I think, oh, evidently, leading into temptation isn't the same thing as tempting. That's all. The word translated to lead literally means it's to bring or carry. It's a normal word for carrying something around. Temptation is enticement to evil. God is carrying us along in life through providence. He carries us through life. He's in control of all circumstances. And He very often carries us right into situations where there are temptations. But never does He ever entice us toward sin or exert any influence in our heart in the direction of evil. God does not do that. When God gives someone over to sin, which He does sometimes do, but when He does that, it's always by letting go, not pushing. God always either pulls a person towards righteousness or lets go, but He never pushes towards evil. Never. He never entices us to sin. He never tempts anybody. But there are three aspects to temptation. Circumstance, desire, and enticement. Right? If someone is tempted to steal some money, the circumstance might just be that he's just walking through a room, he sees a wallet sitting there and has an opportunity to steal it. There's the circumstance. That by itself is not temptation. That's not temptation. It becomes temptation when you add the two other ingredients, the desire and the enticement. If the guy has a covetous love of money in his heart, there's the desire. And then if you add to that Satan being there enticing and alluring and deceiving him into ignoring his conscience or rationalizing or whatever into stealing the money, now you've got temptation. Enticement comes from the devil. The evil desire comes from your own heart. The circumstance comes from God. He's in control of all circumstances. If I find myself in a place where I'm tempted, God is not the source of the enticement. He's not the source of my evil desires, but He is the one controlling the circumstances. God could have orchestrated things differently so that I didn't end up in that circumstance. So, point number one is the danger. We'll call this point number two, the director. God directs all circumstances. We need to understand that. And when in His perfect wisdom and love, He sometimes determines that it's time for us to undergo a test. He allows us to stumble into a tempting situation. He doesn't entice you to sin. He doesn't push you towards evil. He exerts no influence towards evil in your heart at all. But He is the author of the test. One day He did that with Job. He decided to test Job. And so He did so by letting Satan loose on Job. God did it by means of Satan. And so it was correct for Job to say, the Lord has taken away. Even though the devil was the one doing it in immediate action. The devil can't do anything God doesn't let him do. So, does God lead us into temptation? Does God carry us into tempting circumstances? Yes, He does. All the time. He did that to Jesus, Matthew 4:1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Holy Spirit didn't tempt Jesus, Satan did, but the Spirit is the one who led Jesus out there into the situation where he would be tempted. You're driving by yourself in another state somewhere, you're all alone, you pull off the highway to get a bite to eat, and there on the corner is a temptation. Liquor store, topless bar, whatever temptation. God could have orchestrated the circumstances different so that you got off on the last exit instead, right? Or the next exit. He didn't. He allowed this to happen. God is sovereign, and he will allow you to end up face to face with the enemy behind enemy lines so that you are now in real danger. He allows that to happen. And when we pray, lead us not into temptation, we're asking him not to do that. You say, wait a second, why does he do that anyway in the first place? Why does God do that? Why does he carry us into tempting situations? Why doesn't he organize this world in such a way so that I never come across any temptation? Well, there's any number of possible reasons why God does what he does. It may be that your faith needs to be tested so that you can discover if you really believe God's promises. It may be that God is teaching you something. It may be that God is just simply working to humble you. There are a host of reasons why God might allow you to allow you to face a temptation. And in some cases, that reason might just simply be this. You didn't pray for protection. Maybe he allowed you to get off on that exit and face that temptation just simply because when you started the trip, you didn't stop and pray, Lord, lead me not into temptation. Protect me. You weren't looking to him for protection. You weren't making him your refuge. And so he allowed you to run into trouble. A situation like that, asking the Lord why. You know, if we're not even praying for protection, we're not even making him our refuge, and then we face trouble and we ask, why, Lord, why would you? That's kind of like standing out in the rain in your front yard and asking the Lord why he's allowing you to get wet. He provides you with a house, and he tells you if you stay in the house, you'll be dry. It's no mystery why he would allow you to get wet if you don't stay in the house.
When a Christian is about to go on a trip and you ask how you can pray for him, the request is always travel mercies, right? Ask God to keep me safe on the highway. There's nothing wrong with praying for physical safety, but that's not the kind of protection Jesus taught us to seek from God in the Lord's Prayer. When he taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, he was teaching us to pray for spiritual protection. When is the last time you asked for a prayer request and someone said, I'm going on a trip, pray that I won't fall into temptation along the way? Give some thought to how you pray for yourself and how you structure your life. Do you take more precautions against physical danger or spiritual danger?
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are a crowd-funded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.